And at this time on our public affairs program, joined by Jan Doggett, who is joining us to talk about the upcoming Melham Medical Center Auxiliary Spring Rummage Sale. Jan, good morning.
Good morning, Britt. Thanks for having me.
Are we really to that time?
We are.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible. Let's talk about the sale. There's many kind of topics I kind of want to address with you, but let's start with the sale first. Obviously, you can't have a sale unless you have items to sell.
Correct.
And I know that that's where you lean on the generosity of the public to bring in items, and you always start things off with bundle days, right?
Yep. Yes, okay. We have Sunday, April 14th from 1 to 5 is going to be a bundle day where people can bring their goods to the municipal bill building. And then Monday, April 15th from 8 to 6, they can bring it. And then we have volunteers that come that put the items in their places. We have signs and stuff where things go.
Let's talk about volunteers here quick, Jan, before we get to the sale days themselves. Obviously, with the amount of things that come in for this, you can't do this without people who are willing to help. And I know you've had some great help in the past. And I'm guessing a lot of people who've been doing this for a lot of years coming back each year to help you out. But I'm guessing you can always use volunteer help.
Always, especially when people would like to help people bring their goods from their car into the municipal bill building.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we get the sorters started, then they can take a cart of like men's clothes to the men's, and then the lady that whoever's doing the men's area will hang up the shirts or put the shoes where they need to go, or hang up the suits or the jeans, or then they put them in their place in their category in the men's department.
Yeah.
Or vice, or wherever they're going.
That's what I've always enjoyed about the sale when I've attended in the past. You walk in and you guys, for all the things that you get, I think you do an amazing job in no more time than you have to put it together, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Before you start selling, to have some categories so that when people walk in, they can kind of see some things that are categorized that stick out to them and kind of know where to go look.
My vice president, her and her husband made some signs that are real nice for the different categories so you can see them better.
Uh-huh.
So that's helped too.
All right. So bundle days are the 14th and the 15th of April.
Correct.
Okay. So now let's go to the sale days, because they will follow the next 3 days, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll be there from 8 to 7, or we will. And then Tuesday is a regular sale day. Wednesday, about 3 or 4 o'clock, we start at half price.
Okay.
Except the jewelry and the collectible table, that's a no-no, but everything else is half price. And then on Thursday, on the 18th, from 8 to 1, it's everything you can get in a bag for $4.
So,
except the collectibles again, sorry.
So what this is saying, folks, is feel free to come more than once. Get there right away when the selection is at its best. But, man, you can really save on some things if you come back.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, the things at the bottom of the pile is like, oh, I haven't seen this, you know.
Yeah.
So, but there are people that come every day, you know, because you never, you know. It's just new every day.
Yeah. Jan, talk a little bit about the items that people donate. I'm obviously clothing, and you mentioned jewelry and things. But, you know, big, say, appliances or things like that, you don't accept
certain
things, right?
We have a small appliance table, like the toaster or the radio or hair curlers and stuff like that. We don't have a whole lot of time to plug stuff in to make sure that they work, so we're asking for people to bring things that work and that are clean. You know, something that you would sell at your garage sale. I mean, if it doesn't work or if it's broken, some people will come, well, does this work? So we have them go in the kitchen and plug it in so they can try it themselves, then they can decide. But really large things is, you know, the municipal building is kind of a, the space-wise, we can't have a whole lot of big things, but they can call me and ask, or they can, you know, so a lot of people will bring their things that day or bundle day, and then I'll decide then. But sometimes, like, sometimes we'll take a computer or a computer desk if we have room. You know, it just depends on how much of we have.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that you're impressed, and I'm guessing some of you're overwhelmed even by the amount of things that are brought in, aren't
you? Not anymore. After I've been doing this off and on for 10 years or more, but, it's an amazing thing. Is but the amazing thing is 100% of the money goes to the hospital, and we do 4 scholarships a year for a college student, or 4 students or 3 students going into the medical field.
Okay, so money towards scholarships, and then we were talking off the air before we came on. You have been able to help the hospital in well, providing some things in rooms or just for the hospital itself that are really kind of some neat things. Can you talk about just some of the things in the past that have been donated through the auxiliary, Jan?
Okay, well, when the CEO comes with, you know, something, a scenario that they need, when they add it on to the hospital, the auxiliary helped fund all of the brand new TVs for all of the rooms. We did a glider thing for the nursing home, between the nursing home and the hospital. I drew a blank.
Ice cream machine, I think you mentioned,
the ice cream,
right?
Machine, we funded that. And then we had the ice machine for the emergency room. They wanted a nice machine back there for that, like for head traumas or something. They needed that for certain reasons, probably. So, but...
Well, that's good to talk about, because, folks, these are what your funds are used for.
Correct.
When you come and shop at the sale. So.
I think the last thing that we did a year or so ago, they wanted plaques for right outside each patient's rooms, and they can, like, stick in there, like, if what kind of a patient they are and what their needs are and that. So we've provided that for even the emergency room. So we've provided for that. And they're real nice. They're kind of a hard plastic. I don't know. I haven't seen them, but.
Well, you do a great job of describing what these funds are raised for, because not everything can be in, say, the hospital budget, you know.
Right.
So
correct.
This allows them to do things such as this. So,
right.
Yeah. On the last day of the sale, Thursday, April 18th, I know you close things down at 1 o'clock. If I remember correctly in the past, I think the Goodwill truck or something comes and you load things that have been left or have not been purchased. You can always use a lot of help there, can't you, Jan, when you kind of wrap things up?
Yep. Yeah, between 1 and 2, it kind of gets hectic a little bit. People are trying to last-minute shop or go, well, and they're digging through stuff. It's like, you know, that's fine, but we're getting ready to look, because when the Goodwill truck comes at 2, we load it up and it's gone by 3.
Okay.
And then we have to put the tables away and we sweep and mop and do all that stuff, because there's a lot of after work to clean up and put the tables away. And
yes.
Ask me how I feel in 2 weeks.
I'm sure. Well, if we've sparked some interest and people want to donate their time, volunteer their time, and I'm sure it's during any time.
Anytime.
You know, any amount of time you want to donate, I'm sure would be appreciated. Is it best to reach out to you first, Jan, so you kind of have a feel for what kind of help you're going to have?
My vice president has half a list, and I have a half of a list of the people who, when you come in to volunteer, you have to sign up. And then before you shop, you have to help, quote unquote, sort for 2 or 3 hours before you can go, quote unquote, shop.
Sure.
And then there's an advantage, because we give a 25% discount if you want to help and volunteer then. But yeah, call me 870-0801, and I have a list of places that I'll be glad to write you down to, either cashier or price out, or just come and sort through things. Helps a lot because things get piled up and, you know, you'll find perfume in the cosmetics and wherever. But
all right. So just to recap, folks, we're talking about the Melham Medical Center Auxiliary Spring Rummage Sale. Bundle days are April 14th and 15th, and then the sale itself 16th, 17th, and 18th, and it will be held once again at the Broken Bow Municipal Building. Was there anything we haven't talked about, Jan, that you wanted to mention regarding the sale or about the auxiliary?
You know, we have different categories. You know, we have bring new clothes. You know, we have people that bring their clothes that have price tags on them. We have more scrubs. Almost anything, if you have a question about it, you can call me or bring it, and we can decide then, you know. Just make sure that it's clean and workable. That would be a big help.
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate you taking the time to visit with us.
Thank you for having me.
Jan Doggett with us talking about the Hospital Auxiliary Rummage Sale coming up April 14th through the 18th.